Hello.
Hey Donald, it's Jerome at CBA. How are you?
Hold on a minute. I can't hear you. Say again.
Hear me now?
Barely. Who is it?
This is Jerome with CBA. You had spoken with one of our associates, Sid, last week, about 5313 Dickens Road.
Right.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to follow up, really reach back out with you. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah, but you're talking softly, but go ahead.
Okay, I can definitely speak up. I'm not sure if it's the phone or not, but he had mentioned that you were going to the property to, I guess, show it to a neighbor you wanted to give the first chance to.
Yes, and I have not done that because he had conflicting scheduling this weekend, and it didn't work out. I was hoping to meet him either Saturday or Sunday. He couldn't make an obligation, so that's still pending. I want to show, I need to get in and look at it because I got multiple people that are interested, and I need to hurry up and get him either eliminated or hear what he's got to say.
No, I completely understand. Had you received any offers on the place as of yet?
Oh yeah, I've got two offers back in May before I spend summers in Maine, and I leave by the end of May. And before I went, I've got a couple offers over 300 on the property, which is not enough because, did I tell you the details of it?
No. No, go ahead.
The details being, the house is assessed at like 245, I think. Of course, new assessments come out in January, I think, but either way, I've bought property over the years. If I got it for assessment, I figured I was doing pretty good. Matter of fact, I bought two properties about 4 or 5 years ago, 4 years ago maybe, and paid 300 for one, which was the assessment in Carytown. Carry on Carry Street, not Carry Town, but down a little bit on Carry Street, a commercial building. And I bought a residential real close to that on the corner of Carry and another street for, I don't know, I think I paid 345 or something like that, 340. Well, in that 4 years, the one that I paid 300 for, which was the assessment, and I'll get to the point of Dickens Road in a second, that's gone up to 403 in assessment. And the other one I paid 340 or 345, and it's now at 481 assessment. Stuff's exploded in the last few years. But anytime I was able to buy something for assessment, I felt like I was doing pretty good. Anyway, back to Dickens. The property is on 1.88 acres, and it has. When I was in Maine, I've been back a couple weeks. I talked to county, and I had been there years ago, but in anticipation of maybe putting lots there. But you can put a house on either side of the existing house, so there's a buildable lot on each side of the house. So that obviously makes the property more valuable. You need 18,000 square feet per lot in that zoning, and I meet that. I meet the road frontage. I meet the setbacks on the side and the rear with no problem. So anyway, you could have two additional lots and leave the house. The house needs work, but and it's got a big 20 by 50 shed behind it, a barn type shed, single story. But if you tore the house down, you could put four lots in there. You got to put a 30-foot, entrance. And have two houses that are, deeded by that entrance, deeded right away by that entrance. I don't want to do all that. I probably could because I know builders, but I'm not worried about it. I've owned the property for 32 years, bought it in 92, and I just don't need it anymore, and I need to move stuff out and move on. So, as with a property that I sold back in February around the corner on Bethlehem, this is another assessment, real quick story. It was assessed at 145. I said to myself, I'm not going to sell it for less than 150. Well, a bunch of you cold callers will call it, and I said, I'm selling 5305 Bethlehem. I'm not going to sell it for less than 150. This was last year, not this past summer, but the year prior. And they started hitting me, and I said, I'm not selling it for less than 150. We'll give you 145. They'll give me the assessment. Nope, not doing it. Well, this was in like September, late August, September, talking, had about 10 names.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of September, I had three offers at 150. I said, I got three offers. We'll send you contact today. I said, I'm in a remote area, Maine. I barely have phone service. I'm not doing anything long distance. I'll be back mid-October. I'll do a contact. What's your name again?
Jerome. Jerome Pratt.
Jerome. So, Jerome, by the time I got back, first, second week of October, I had an offer for 170. Because, they were running it up, competing against each other. And I'm not trying to get every last dollar. But that property was a piece of crap house. You look it up, it's a piece of junk, 5305 Bethlehem. I told the people, I said, you can tear the house down. You have to tear the house down to get two buildable lots. You cannot get a buildable lot, next to either side. You have to tear the house down to get the requirements, 100 feet or whatever it is of road frontage, blah, blah, blah. Well, I thought that's what they were going to do. And the house was a piece of crap. I mean, it literally was a piece of junk. I hadn't done much to it in years. I was renting it for hardly nothing. And the tenant had pissed me off during COVID. And I said, I'm not even going to show the house. I'm not somebody there to be to the house. Well, they bought it sight unseen, and they dealt with the tenant. I didn't even tell them. The tenant jerked me around bad, got me all red, lighted, and I said, okay, I'll fix that bullshit. I sold it, and, he called me one day and said, Don, anybody else that owned the house? I said, yep, I sold it. Don't own it anymore. You can deal with it. What am I supposed to do? He's an old man, but, don't lie to me. And he BS'd me, and I said, okay. So I sold it. And what am I supposed to do? I said, I don't know. Remember when you owed me a couple months' rent during COVID, and you swore you had a lawyer working on it? And I said, as your landlord, I'd like to verify that with your lawyer. I was standing in front of him. He started shuffling his feet, and he said, I don't really want you talking to my lawyer. Well, he didn't have a lawyer. He's lying.
Mm-hmm.
So, plus, he had tenants there and swore he didn't have tenants. It's just a bunch of crap. I don't need to put up with that stuff. I don't need to. I don't have to. I'm not going to. Anyway. So
I don't blame you.
I sold it with not even ever having to show it, and I got my rent, and then they dealt with getting him out. But then they ended up cleaning it up a little bit and selling it for like 205 or something. I'm like, okay. I was hoping you'd tear the damn thing down, put two new houses there. Anyway,
yeah.
So that's I'm talking about assessment there. That's kind of why I think anything at assessment. That house on Dickens is 245. I've been offered two offers over 300. Not a lot over 300, but it's probably worth 400 to 450. I've talked to a friend of mine that used to buy for Ryan Holmes. He used to buy big plots for Ryan Holmes, and he said, Don, I know a couple guys that are builders. We could probably do a contract. It blew me away. He said, we'll put it out at 480. And if they do their homework, they want to do it, fine. They'll buy it. And I said, nope, 480. I wouldn't think I could get that much money for it. But, there's. Are you in Richmond?
Yeah, we're right in Ashland.
Okay, so there's four things for that property. And then I'll shut up, and I appreciate you letting me talk. Because most people just rattle. I hung up on one guy last week because he just kept trying to interrupt. And I said, God damn, I'm right in the middle of a sentence. I know I'm talking a lot, but, let me tell you about the property, But he kept interrupting, and I just hung up. And he called me back, and I said, if you're going to keep interrupting me, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to carry on conversation with you. He apologized, and he started listening. Anyway, that's kind of where it is with the property, and I'm not back to that Bethlehem. When those people offered me 170, and I was still out of town, hell, if I was in town, I might have done a 150 when I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, meet me and we'll do a contract. But I didn't. I was out of town. I wasn't going to drive, 60 miles and try to do a contract at a FedEx or whatever. I just didn't. I'm talking to you on a flip phone. I'm an old guy. But anyway, I said to myself when I got to 170, I said, you know what? I'm not going to keep pushing these guys. I mean, they've been competing against each other. I don't want to get greedy because then I get too greedy. I'm going to start, it's going to push everybody away and they're all going to disappear. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm not trying to get every last dollar, but you ain't going to buy it for $300 or less, I can promise you. Probably not $350 or less. I'm going to hear, I just got back from Maine a couple of weeks ago. I'm not going to, it's going to be a little competitive, and it probably, it has the potential to be four lots. Last thing, it's in Henrico County tax-wise. You know where the property is, right?
Yeah.
It's in Henrico County's tax-wise, 85 cents a hundred, opposed to Richmond, 120. It's close to the Richmond line, which is right up there on Staples Mill, at the Krispy Kreme on Staples Mill and Broad. It's close to an interstate exchange, 64. It's within a mile. And it's real close to that Midtown project that's been going on for like 6-8 years now. And they said it was a 10-year project, and they're building – they were clearing out, building all the way over to Libby when I left. So, it has some benefits. It's in a moderate neighborhood. It's not a high-dollar neighborhood, but, real estate ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's stupid. It's stupid. Like I said, those two properties I bought down on Cary Street. One's on corner of Cary and Addison. The other one's two buildings away. And they've both gone up. One went up from 345 to 481 in assessment. So, assessment-wise, I made $150,000 on that, $140,000, and the other one's gone up over $100,000. So, it's $250,000 I made on two properties, just assessment-wise,
Yeah. And that's pretty good. Definitely pretty good. You can't be mad at that.
No, and it won't continue to do that. I understand that. I've had property, that Dickens Road property I bought in 1992, about this same time in 1992, October, November. And if you look the records up, it'll say I bought it then for, 48, less than 50 grand, I think. Of course, it's been 32 years. 32 years from now, stuff will be selling for $1 million for a regular three-bedroom house. One bath will be selling for $800,000.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you got that right.
All the value of the dollar and all that. So that's where I am. I don't know, here's the other part. I have not met my neighbor. Conflict of interest this weekend. He couldn't make it. I am having a deviated septum. Do you know what that is?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm having that surgery on Wednesday. And I'm going for a pre-op in a few hours. At 2:30, I go to a pre-op down at MCV. So, that house is not something that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, probably. And even if I do a contract, I got a bunch of stuff there. It's going to take me at least a few months to get my stuff out.
Got you.
So, it's not what you guys want to hear, because I know y'all want to boom, boom, boom. Okay, we'll make an offer, buy it, and we'll move on, go to the next one. I know, because I know a few flippers, and I get it, but right now I'm not real concerned about trying to show that thing because I'm going to surgery on Wednesday morning early.
Completely understood.
Say again?
I was just saying completely understood, and I hope everything goes well with the surgery, for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. So, if you want to call me, I'm not going to do anything for a week or two, I'm sure. But, if you have any questions, I'll be sitting around the house with gauze stuffed up my damn nose. It's funny, I'm getting ready to finish painting a roof for a guy in the fan, and he's a retired ENT, ear, nose, and throat guy, and I was just talking to him about it. Anyway.
Oh, that's a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. He's a super nice guy there. But anyhow, I'm going to finish painting this roof. If there's any questions, tomorrow's a better time to tell you. Got any questions now?
I think you pretty much hit most things. I mean, other than the inside of the property, but like you said, it can be torn down and have four lots on it. So there's a lot of ways to work it.
Right. It's probably most beneficial that way because the house is, both bathrooms are gutted. It's a funky little house because it was built in the 20s or 30s. It's, you go up a few steps and then you can go left into a kitchen for the downstairs, and then there's one bedroom, little office in the back, or you can go right and go up some more stairs to a two bedroom kitchen bath upstairs. So, you know, it's kind of like a duplex, but it's not separate entrances per se. So, you know, it's not the best. I don't know. It'd probably be better if it was removed, and it's close to the road. That's the thing about that 5305 Bethlehem that I saw. That damn thing is about 12 feet from the 12, 15 feet from the road. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look it up. Look up 5305. You'll see it. It's a piece of crap. It's an old tavern style. The roof was, you know, I knew that eventually I'd probably sell it. I wasn't going to put any money into it. I was either going to tear it down myself and sell two lots or just sell it like I did and hope somebody put two houses on it. But unfortunately, they didn't do that. I wish the hell they would. But it'll get torn down eventually because somebody, I was shocked somebody spent $205 on it. I think they spent $205. Like, damn. Hell, that house ain't worth living in. It was a funky chopped up house, too. But anyway, you know, people live in anything these days.
Absolutely anything.
You know it. All right. Let me know if I can help you further. I'll be better talk a little more tomorrow, but I want to paint this damn roof and get out of here.
All right. Well, I'm not going to hold you up. I appreciate you for your time and definitely heard you out, and we'll be in touch soon. For sure.
All right. I appreciate you hearing me out. And, you know, if you wanted to interrupt, that's fine. But, damn, this is the other guy. That son of a bitch was interrupting me every goddamn other word. I was like, God damn it. But I was like, you know, I get if you want to ask a few questions, but don't interrupt every, you know, some of those guys are real aggressive and they think they're going to run some old folks and take over the conversation. That ain't working with me.
Yeah, no. Listen, it wouldn't work with me either, so I completely get it.
Well, you can tell I got a little bit of the gift of gab too, right?
Yeah.
All right, big guy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you as well. We'll be in touch, Mr. Early.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll see. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.